Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Lou, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, man. It was both the longest and shortest year of my life.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Yeah. All right. So tonight we are doing our live reveal of our top 25 cigars of 2021. So give you a little bit of criteria about how this list comes about. The cigars that are eligible for this list had to have been released between November 1st, 2020 and October 31st of 2021. That's kind of the 12-month span that we use to assign the cigars for the year and get a chance to smoke them, get them smoked through by the end of the year so that we can have this list ready to you by the end of January instead of putting the list out in March or April. The other thing is that all four of us had to smoke the cigar in part of the review on the site. So obviously all the cigars that are going to be on this list are from the site. The way that we compile the list is that we take the scores that were given in the reviews for each reviewer, put them all on the list, weight that from the top cigar gets the top number, the bottom cigar gets a one, and everything in between gets ranked through it. And then we add up the scores for each of us in that fashion. And that's how we come up with our list. So there's no picking. There's no feelings. There's no, I like this guy. I like this gal. There's no, I smoked this in November instead of smoking it in February. So we take a lot of that junk out of the equation. So it's just math. That's all it is. So, all right. So without further ado, we will get started. Anybody want to say anything before we get into the list? Did I miss anything in regards to how we put this thing together?
Yeah, I just want to clarify because I think you might have brushed over too. So when you talk about the rankings, what you mean is that the individual scoring for each of us is given our own personal rank. So a cigar. Correct. So I have my own scoring of 1 to 25. Seth has his own scoring of 1 to 25. And where that cigar landed on that individual rank is how...
Well, we take all the cigars.
We take all the cigars.
We reviewed 105 cigars this year.
105 cigars. Yeah. You're welcome.
The number one gets 105 points. The worst cigar gets 1 point. And then everything is ranked in between there. So
and then you just combine the points for everybody's individual weighting, ranking.
Exactly. Yep. So... Pretty simple process. You know, you may think it's hard, but it's really simple.
June and I both have a cigar at 105. I'm just kidding.
That's correct.
Are you going to disclose?
Don't talk about it, June.
Are you going to disclose all this for the viewers in terms of like...
what the actual points were for...
Yeah, the points and all that stuff.
I didn't really think about doing that. I don't know. We could do that, but then you kind
we have
of
nothing
expose,
to hide, but
I mean, you just expose what the worst cigars of the year were. So maybe,
well, know. maybe just the,
no, just maybe the just top 25, is what I meant. Not the whole 100.
Yeah, I could do that. That's not a big deal.
Don't want you to, probably not a good idea to do the whole,
as much as we like to have fun in our reviews, we're not really out to hurt brands or make anyone look bad. So yeah.
Except for Seth. But yeah, this will all post tomorrow on the website. You'll be able to see the ranking, and then each of our individual lists will be linked at the bottom. So if you're curious about how each of our lists shaped up for our top 25s, you can see that as well. But we used to do that where we did individual lists. But
what happened, Aaron?
Yeah, it was just confusing to people, you know, having four number ones on one site kind of a thing. So I completely understood that. And that's kind of why we consolidated it into a single list. So,
but you can still find it if you want to see it.
You can still find it if you want. Yep, exactly.
Combined.
All right. So, Earth. Same as last year, we had a tie for the 25th cigar, which completely infuriates me. I just don't want to have 26 cigars on top 25 list.
It's amazing that we can smoke over 100 cigars and still end up with a tie.
Yes. So we actually have two different ties on the list. One is up higher in the list, but that's not as big of a deal. It's when you have it at 25 and you have to add an extra cigar. So, So the way this is going to go is we're going to start from the bottom, go up. When we have a tie, the ties are just ranked in alphabetical order. So the first one I'll read from the tie is the one that has the letter after the one that was before it. So there's no special ranking in the ties or anything like that. So, yeah, we'll just get through that. So, I'll share a picture with you so you can see it if you're just, you don't have audio or whatever it is, but you'll get to kind of go along with us and how this is all going to work. So, without further ado, the number tie for the number 25 cigar of 2021 is the Tatuaje T110 Reserva Broadleaf.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to have John and June, give us some of their thoughts on the cigar. So whichever one of you like to jump in on this one.
Do you want me to go first, Jim? All right.
Yeah, please.
So this to me was, I mean, listen, when you think about Broadleaf, Pete is just one of those guys who's been doing, Pete Johnson, the owner of Tatuaje, for those who aren't aware, Pete's been doing Broadleaf for a really long time, and Pete does Broadleaf really well. So when I heard that he was doing the T110 Broadleaf, that was kind of a no-brainer. I was like, okay, you know, that's one of the cigars I'm going to look forward to. And it was, you know, a pretty solid broadleaf offering. Cocoa, leather, wood, earth, with near perfect burn, a perfect draw, an hour and 35 minute smoking time, which I kind of feel is about right. You know, like it's a short enough cigar. You're not investing too much of an afternoon into it. And it's just enough for me that you can sort of lean into the flavor profile. And I think June and I were tied on this. Both of us gave it a, can I say the score? I'm going to say the score.
If you want to share the score, that's fine.
Yeah. Both of us gave it a 6.72, which is, you know, quite good. So, yeah. June?
Yeah, I agree. Agree with everything you're saying, said. For me, in terms of Connecticut Broadleaf, I mean, Pete's been doing it for so long. I kind of forgot about like Tatuaje and Broadleaf, interesting enough, because I feel like within the last, like, let's just say 2-3 years, you know, a lot of guys, when you think about Broadleaf, they think more towards like, well, you also think about like Saka and some of like, you know, Nick stuff, right? But to see some of the new releases come through from Tatuaje and smoking that, I was reminded that, man, this guy's been doing it for a while. He still does a really good job, right? And I mean, I think I forgot it for a little while because I don't really know exact time frame, but, you know, Pete for a little bit kind of went to his little wine adventure, right? Then took cigars as more of a secondary approach, perhaps. But yeah, just not as much as in the spotlight as he used to be. So, you know, I hope that for 2022, he keeps coming out with these bangers and this should be all consistently good, in my opinion.
All right. And if I don't mention you about talking about a particular cigar and you want to jump in, feel free. I'm not trying to single anybody out to not talk about a cigar. So, all right. The other cigar that was 25th this year, is the,
wait for it,
Ace Prime Fiat Lux Insight. So, June, take us through your thoughts on this one.
This is one of those cigars where I love smoking because I have zero preconceived notions of the brand, nothing, right? Because I just don't know much about this brand at all. So whenever I get to smoke something like this, I find it to be like exciting to go through. And you know, it's one of those things where like ever since the first like IPCPR or now PCA, I guess, show that I went to, I always find that like, okay, who's gonna be my like gem out of nowhere brand of the year, right? Usually whatever I think is gonna be, I am dead wrong. But but in terms of this cigar, it's just so packed full of flavor, really like oily, spicy, but there's also like really a matter of like super thick creaminess, so like really nutty. So it was just really intense, deep flavors. It just surprised me. So I think, how many of Ace Prime did we actually review as a team this year? I think it was more than just this, right?
I'm trying to remember from this year. This might have been
just one or two.
Yeah, it was just one or two because the Sergeant ended up being after our cutoff.
Something to look forward to.
Crown Head stuff. So, but it stuff gotcha. that you know was coming out of Pichardo. So
Pichardo.
Yeah, this was good. This is definitely, I think I smoked the Sergeant and a few other ones that you brought back from one of the shows, Aaron.
Yeah, I gave this you some is by that far, from the show.
Yeah, this is by far my favorite one, like to the point where I feel like this is definitely a purchase, you know, after reviewing it. So,
All right. We are ready to get past the 25 ties and get into the number 24. And the number 24 cigar for 2021 is the CLE 25th Anniversary 1118 TAA. And as much as we love bagging on TAA cigars, this was actually one that made our list this year. So quite interesting. But this is a cigar I thought was pretty fantastic this year. And what was interesting is that I did not have the greatest burn, but for some reason, the flavor was able to outrun the relights and all that kind of stuff. So it was a really nice blend. You know, had nice balance, very full in flavors. I mean, it started out, you know, really strong in the pepper and the spice side, but it was really balanced out with some of the cedar and muskness, stuff like that. So it was just, it all worked well, even though it started out like very full bodied, but price points a bit high, but it's a very nice cigar. So great packaging. You can tell by, you know, tissue paper look on it, all that stuff. I think it's more of a regular core line, but the 1118 was specially designed for the TAA, but the other sizes were just, you know, additional in the lines, but this one was special for TAA. And 1118 is, you know, the unique size for Aroa and CLE brand, things like that. So,
and I guess
is it unique? Sorry.
Size?
You know what? This is a top 25. This is a complimentary show.
Yeah.
This is not a negative show. That's
it. 2 weeks then.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You got to save it all for 2 weeks from now. I was going to say, we're also doing our value list tonight, right?
No value list.
No value list? Okay.
Yeah, that'll post on Friday. So.
That's too much positivity for me in one evening, man.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. I think we're ready to get over to number 23 here. All right. Number 23 cigar for 2021 is the Maya Selva, Florida Selva, nice. Year of the Ox, 2021. Yes. All right. So Seth,
it's the year of the ox during the year of the ox.
That's right.
We brought her to this party. This lady was lovely. This is all hung darn goodness with a little bit of a Brazilian sass. I love this. June. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Cause I need to pick this, due to my, Asian background. Right.
Right.
You're contractually obligated.
Yeah. Correct. That's every year. There's pretty sure cigar on your list. You got exactly. A lot of them now too, man. Yeah. Or else I get beat by China. No, I don't. Cause I'm American. I thought this was great. I like how Maya Silva, in general, this is very Maya Silva, right? Like it's very much focused on delivering a lot of flavor, not a ton of strength, but to do this with a darker, but to provide it with the darker blend, but still achieve that balance, it's not easy to do, but they did it with the cigar.
It's beautiful packaging. I think this is one of the prettiest cigars that we smoked this. Well, in terms of packaging, in my opinion, I know that has nothing to do with it, but it's kind of one of these things that makes you really want to collect it.
See that?
I liked it. So good.
All right. Are we ready for 22?
Yep. So ready.
Oh. All right. The number 22 cigar of 2021 is the Dapper La Madrina Shade Bellicoso.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let Seth go first, and then
what are you talking about, John? You didn't even like. One. Oh, sorry. We're being positive. sorry. We're being positive.
What's that all about, man? He enjoyed it. Someone. I did.
No, I did.
Listen, I thought this was a great Connecticut offering. I thought, Aaron, didn't we say? Now I remember this was like a Nicaraguan Davidoff.
Yes. If Davidoff opened a Nicaraguan factory and said, "We're making white labels here," this is what
for really good by. For a really good price. It's
yep,
a,
for it's a better price.
Yeah, you should buy one just to see what you think about it, because I think you'll be impressed, and you'll find if you're one of those people that wants a really good morning Connecticut, I would buy these all the time.
Yeah, I thought this was a fantastic blend this year. Love seeing new Connecticut shades. This worked well. It's not like it's not the super mild Connecticut. It's got that more body, a little more strength to it. But it just did a great flavor delivery. Great performance on it as well. Dapper's making lots of good stuff. This is just another kind of feather in the cap. I dug it. I mean, it's weird because we're talking about white label at a lower price, but we're still talking about a cigar that's above $10. But based on the cost of cigars that we were reviewing this year, it's still net kind of within that average range. I think it's below average price of what we've reviewed for the year. So it's still an attractive price point for the cigars that came out in 2021. All right. I'm going to go to number 21, I think is where we're at, right?
Sounds right.
All right.
Yeah.
21 is the Caldwell Eastern Standard Sun Grown Magic.
Lancero. I can hear the groans Lancero. From Coop in the audience right now. Oh, you guys ranked the Lancero. No, I'm just kidding. Love you,
Coop. All right, John. Take us through this one.
Caldwell is one of those guys. So for those who aren't aware, I tend to rank and rate Dominican origin cigars. I'm kind of the hater for the Dominican, and Seth's kind of the hater for the Nicaraguan, that we form two sides of the coin. So like he pulls me in the Dominican range and I pull him in the Nicaraguan range. But Caldwell is one of those guys for me who has always navigated Dominican tobacco in such an interesting and intriguing way. And he always comes up with something that is unexpected. It gives me flavor profile that I haven't gotten before. It isn't derivative of something else. And it's still complex. It's not boring. It's not flat. I think the additional challenge with the Lancero is, for those who aren't aware, you're dealing with less tobacco in the filler. So it is tougher to blend an interesting Lancero that's going to keep you engaged for that entire smoking time. So for me, bread, cedar, nutmeg, baking spices, a little bit of red pepper flakes, citrus, cocoa, like just, balanced, nuanced, elegant, engaging palate flavors with a perfect draw and a perfect burn, which is tough to do in a Lancero, and 2 hours and 5 minutes. So really good. I gave it a 6.82, which is a pretty high ranking for me. And Seth, you're pretty high on the Eastern Standard Sun Grown Magic.
I concur. I didn't know I was next up in line on that one. I thought I had a pass on that one.
Well, it was one of the things.
I wondered why I was like, why didn't Aaron highlight this for me? I thought I'd be a good one to talk about this. I guess I don't need to look.
Like I said,
at it,
jump in on any cigar you want to talk about. It's not.
No, it was a good stick, and I think if I recalled correctly, it's kind of a Caldwell that kind of brought me back to, oh, this is what I enjoyed about Caldwells.
Yes, the classic Caldwells.
Yeah, it's I'm looking back into this. I'm seeing the Mexican tobacco notes that I put in there. So
one of the things I'll mention, because I know there's been a lot of talk about recency bias or, like the Oscar buzz. And this cigar we reviewed back in April. So, that's at a time when there really wasn't many cigars to smoke because nobody wants to release anything in Q1 or Q2 apparently. So it's nice to smoke this all the way back then. I almost forgot about it.
That's okay. It was also I remember it's like a super Lonsdale too. It had like a 42 ring gauge.
Yeah.
So it's really funky in the sense that if you're a guy who likes, it's got a little bit more that I think Coop would actually enjoy this.
I think so too.
Making fun of Coop for Lanceros because it's not really a Lancero. It's a little bit bigger for guys like Coop. That's what he needs. Just needs a little bit more love.
Just a little bit more love. Just a touch.
All right. We're up to number 20. So the number 20 cigar of 2021 is the Davidoff Tampa Exclusive 2021.
Oh yeah.
You know, this is a new brand to me. But no, I remember when we talked about this cigar, I I don't know. I think these are all sold out. I know.
Oh, they were sold out
like in 30 seconds or something.
It's these were really, what I said was, if you really like those like signature, the Anniversario, those classic Davidoff qualities, but with a little bit more strength, the cigar was fantastic. And I think it was the only really that 702-701 wrapper that I really could get behind.
Yeah. You weren't a fan of the, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's you guys have liked past Ecuador 702 offerings, and yeah, I haven't.
And you haven't.
But I like this. Yeah. So that's cool.
So, right, you know, keep an eye out for it when the next TAP exclusive comes out in, yeah, like 9 months or whatever.
When the Bucks win the World Super Bowl again.
All right. Just tell Jeff to do it again. Isn't this Jeff's Davidoff store?
I think so.
Yeah, he's definitely Jeff, a big do it seller. Again. All right, number 19. The number 19 cigar of 2021 is the Cordoba Amorales Inca Santa Fe FSG Cameroon.
Look at that. Jeff, look at, just keep that picture up for a second. Look at how pretty that is. That's
a beautiful.
That is a, dude, beautiful looking cigar. Beautiful band. It
smokes really well too.
Yeah, I think it could maybe use one more band to really highlight it.
A top band, a header band.
Maybe
that's what we need to say.
One to cover the triple cap. One complaint about the packaging, and that is you can't tell the difference between this one and the other FSG that doesn't use the Cameroon wrap.
That's interesting.
Oh, really?
I've seen Aaron. Yeah, I think we just lost Aaron, which is, you know,
really June looks not great. June looks like he's getting tortured. And there he is.
There we go. Everyone's back. Moving around. All right. Yeah. So
dude, you did look like the government taking you over there for a second. this is pretty funky because this delivered some of those Cameroon qualities, but you were also picking up that FSG, and it actually worked well together. And I know some people go after the FSG tobacco, but I actually find that when you put it in a blend and they do it well, you can pick it up and it really adds something to the cigar.
FSG's like Canadians, man. Just a little bit goes a long way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I've been a fan of the Finca Santa Fe lines. And this is kind of another one that kind of rolls in there using the FSG, and then they put the Cameroon wrapper on this one. And yeah, I enjoyed this one. Not as much as the original Finca Santa Fe, but I am an FSG fan, so this is a nice kind of variation on that. So,
and I hope that they, Jeff, continues to do FSG combinations with different manufacturers, because I've actually really enjoyed a lot of the collabs with FSG tobacco in them. So,
yep,
he's actually done a good job with it too. Like, some of the other people would have fucked it up. Can I say that? Is that okay?
Sure. So okay.
All right, sweet. Yeah.
We're not governed by the FCC.
Jeff knows what he's doing. Sweet.
Yep. Exactly.
I know it's a number 18.
Good. I hope so.
Talk to me.
All right. Number 18 for 2021 is the Davidoff Winston Churchill Limited Edition 2021. And I guess kind of after his namesake, I guess, John, you can jump in on this one, and June will be able to tag along.
Thank you. It is after my namesake. Those out there who are confused, maybe sometime I'll share the story with you. But so for Seth and I were fortunate enough to be down in the Dominican when the original Winston Churchill LE launched, and it was,
yeah, those smoked good.
They
smoked really good. And then I didn't get smoked this in the Dominican.
That's right.
It didn't do well for me though. I don't know.
But the original, the 2019s, I mean, I like a full-bodied cigar, and I got to say the 2019s, they were full-bodied. And for a Davidoff, it was very surprising. And I think what I liked about the 2021 is that they kind of pulled back from that. And so when you start smoking, I think you get a lot more of a light plus, medium minus flavor profile. So sweet tobacco, mild spices, cedar, and it just kind of builds into medium baking spices and bread and wood and earth. And it gives you that evolution, which is really nice, instead of just kind of hitting you with full strength and full body right out of the gate. Of course, like with, you know, what I would expect out of a Davidoff is a perfect draw and a perfect burn. And, I got like 2 hours and 32 minutes smoking time, which, you know, if you've got a premium price point, that's pretty good. I mean, I'm pretty happy with that. If I now I realize Davidoff probably says the smoking time in this is like 45 minutes or whatever, but like 2 hours 30, that'll do you. June, I think you were pretty high on this too.
Yeah, I think what really pulled this blend together is the use of hybrid 2020 Seiko and the San Vicente Visus. If you guys recall, those fillers are, they're bangers, you know?
They don't have that cardboard or burning paper note that you don't like.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly. Right. God, you know me so well, you guys. So when I think about this cigar, so first of all, I think it's great that within the last maybe like couple years or so, rotating in Davidoff and doing team reviews on these, in large part, actually, thanks to you, Seth. So it's been really nice to actually smoke Davidoff. That's so, you know, typically very pricey, right? But we're able to mix it in and do team reviews on because, you know, that's a pretty penny sometimes. But I actually do think this is worth the money. You know, this is not... So, like, when I was smoking this cigar, I was kind of thinking, man, this will be something that's really nice to be at one of the... you know, Davidoff lounges around not in California, and to actually like sit there and enjoy something for a couple hours.
Like when the 49ers win the Super Bowl?
Not with Jimmy, that piece of shit. Okay. So, but yeah, so I really liked it.
Garoppolo.
Not with who?
Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, he has a nice butt chin, okay? But like, he's a terrible football player, inconsistently terrible. So anyways, yeah, I thought this was engaging the whole time, transitioned really well, super delicious, perfect burn, perfect draw. It is pricey, but then again, I once in a while like to smoke a pricey cigar and just enjoy for what it is, right? Like it's not necessarily about the price tag, it's just about that experience of, first of all, being delicious and burning, drawing really well, and then being at a good environment, right? Whether it's a good Davidoff lounge or on vacation. So this is something I would bring to it.
They do definitely smoke really well down in the Dominican. I'll just throw that out there.
Well, I mean, when you're in Central America, you know, cigarettes probably smoke pretty damn well too. So
cigarettes.
Yeah, I'm sure they smoke well. Man. No.
Ready for number 17?
Oh, so ready.
No.
Still. All right. Number 17 cigar of 2021 is the Protocol Elliott Ness Maduro. And I know John is dying to talk about this cigar.
John. Yeah. I mean, so the Elliott Ness came in two wrapper offerings. I think one was the Habano. Is that right?
Habano. Yes. I don't remember what it was.
Natural. Natural and Maduro. The natural did well. For me, the Maduro just kind of stood out. It was just such a great cigar. Just molasses, baking spices, coffee, wood, black pepper, chocolate. A lot of Espinosa, the blend profile tends to be a little upfront. So, you kind of get a lot of intensity right off the start. And this was no different. And then it just kind of took you all the way through. And I think what, for me, what was a huge differentiator for the cigar, especially in 2021, is it was one of the few cigars that smoked as good in the last third as it did in the first third, which seemed to be a thing I was chasing all year long. Just really, really good. An hour and 52 minutes smoking time, which, you know, box press, nice format. It was a really nice offering. June, you like this too, I think.
I did.
Maybe not as much as me.
Yeah, not as much as you, but, you know, I'm trying to keep everything super positive. But for Protocol, for a while, I was thinking, man, I wish they would just go back to the original, like, blue label, that red label one that they did, Themis, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because that core range essentially put them on the map for me when in regards to Protocol. So when they started doing all these like offshoots, it just seems like never ending offshoots. I was just kind of thinking like, all right, it felt like it was kind of deteriorating, the core line and at some point the brand as well. But when they came out with this Maduro one, I thought, okay, this is this is a saver, right, for it. So, you know, I guess with that said, you know, with their partnership with Espinoza, they continuously come out with blends like this, and just kind of focus on kind of owning the mini SKUs that they have and kind of hone in and instead of just like just doing all sorts of, you know, one-offs here and there. So,
all right. Number 16 cigar of 2021 is the Crown Heads Four Kicks Cap Especial Aguilas LE 2021. So June, take us through this one.
Yeah. Crown Heads has been more hit than misses within the last couple of years for me. And I think for us in general. So, you know, we try to take all preconceived notion out of the picture when we get into a cigar for review, right? So, but it's hard because the reality of it is we don't review blind, right?
And even if we did, quite frankly, I think we'd probably be able to figure out pretty quick what it is.
Especially this one, yeah,
by this format, this Fatola. But when I picked this up, I was just kind of like, oh man, it's gonna be another Crown Heads, it's gonna be another ho hum, whatever. But I was shockingly surprised. I thought it was a great balance of just sweet spice. It had like this, like I really like it when cigars not just give me your traditional cigar flavors of like sweet and spice, but when it adds more like fruit tones, right? Whether it's like citrus, stone fruit kind of characteristics. In this case, it showed a lot of like nice citrus tones. It's that much of an added bonus for me. So, and that was exactly that. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Surprised, but hey, pleasantly surprised, which is not most of the cigars that we reviewed this year.
Yeah, there you go. All right, number 15 for 2021 is the Hoya de Nicaragua Cientos.
It's beautiful.
So beautiful.
Seth and June and John, if you want, but go ahead, Seth and June.
By the way, you guys noticed that Aaron said Seth, June, and John. Go ahead, talk about it.
I said Seth and June and John, if you want.
Okay.
So let's not get crazy here.
What's what are you talking about, June? I mean, listen, this is a great blend, and once again, the company shows that they can create a multinational blend that's just balanced and complex, well constructed, and smokes wonderfully from beginning to end. I look forward to the next Vitola they do. Yeah. It's kind of It's you kind of expect something like that to happen, and I'm excited for it. John?
What I like is, obviously, this is a really good cigar, but they deliver this, and I know it's not going to go away. As you say, I think what's exciting to me now, you know, I used to look forward to a limited edition one and done, but I actually kind of like the fact that Hoya is playing around with the idea of, yeah, it's limited, but now we're going to come out with a derivation of that, of like a different Vitola or a different, you know, like take the Doscientos and turn it into a box press something, or turn it into a Churchill or whatever. And I like that. I like that I can revisit something that I previously enjoyed and try it in a new format to see how it stacks up and have a different experience. And I think that to me is a lot of fun. June?
Yeah. Hoya releases the last couple of years so much stuff, and so most hot of it has all been really good.
So hot,
but
so hot right now.
So hot right
now. Just kind of figure, like, you know, it's at some point, I kind of think, man, I can't be liking them all, but I kind of have. This is certainly one of them. This is pretty fresh in our minds because we just did the video recap on this, I think, last week. So,
and I smoked one on Saturday on Cigar Jukebox, just to revisit it. And yeah, I was like, oh yeah, man, this is,
I did. Happy place. I smoked four of these, not for like write up review, but just to kind of, I mean, quite honestly, I smoked four because I just enjoyed it so much. So I kept going back to it and enjoying it. And they've all been consistent, in terms of flavor delivery as well as construction. So, I love this cigar. This is definitely, no doubt, you know, one of those where I could hone in on buying a box at some point. I'll be, you know, happy with that. So,
yeah. All right. Number 14 cigar of 2021 is the Cohiba Serie M.
Sex Machine.
So Seth and June.
And John. Let's do this one. And John.
That's John, if you want.
This was just like blended for me, man. This was Sean and Justin were just like, let's just blend something just for Seth and nobody else. And mission accomplished. I mean, it's fantastic. It delivers all those great, you know, flavors of a cigar that you expect out of Miami, which just has this, you know, everyone kind of says it has like this Cuban quality, and but it just has that Miami vibe, and it's just awesome. Great summer cigar.
Yeah. This is for all those times I bitched about the non-Cuban Cohibas being not good, and for all the resources that they have, and you know, all the talented teams that they could acquire and people that they could work with, they could actually come out with a delicious cigar. You know, I felt like this was basically coming out and saying, no, we could do it, and we did it. So this was it. I remember smoking this, and I think I texted Seth about it, and I was like, shit, this is really good. And then Seth is like, yeah. And then
they finally did it.
We're like, they finally did it. So I smoked through like almost, I think I did like 5 or 6 of these. And you know, there's some of it has some construction issues, which a lot of the people kind of faced. Fragile wrapper, if I remember correctly. But if you're talking about, you know, if you're
these were all excuses flavors, just to take the cigar down. This yeah, is all exactly. It was just like, let's look into this and let's find every single fault. It's just,
it's I love this cigar.
Cigar had a Twitter history. That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it
I
is.
Loved it. Yeah, I think they should do like a TikTok video or something about the cigar. So,
I do actually have a complaint about the cigar.
Of course you do.
Yeah, my complaint
tweeted
is
tweeted something when it was 14, didn't it?
No, my complaint is I didn't get to smoke enough of these. That was my complaint.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I felt I, honestly, true. I was like, I smoked one. I think I smoked two, and I smoked the second one, and I'm like, okay, this isn't fair because, you know, you smoke two of them. Like, well, you know, wanted to smoke 5 of them.
I smoked so many of these. Even Havana Phils was like, you're still smoking these? Like, even my retailer was like, really? You're still picking these things up, man? So they're good. They're expensive, but they're worth it, man.
Yeah. But I would love to see one of these iterations every single year. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, I think you this again.
If you did a limited amount, and you did it every year, like around the holidays, or even like 4th of July. I don't care when you do it. It's awesome. Do what they're doing with the 601 Black. Do that Espinosa 601 Black thing and just do it an annual release.
Yeah, and do it under this Cohiba name too, because it's deserving of, you know, the higher price tag, but with this kind of a depth and nuance and complexity of flavors, very fitting.
Great packaging. Good colors.
Yeah. All right. Lucky number 13. Of 2021 is the Tatuaje Fausto, the Shut old up. Man, and the Sea
Wait,
Lancero.
Are you serious? We ended up with the fucking Tatuaje. I didn't look to see that he ended up at 13.
He Dude, did. What a this great. Was the not the Dude. Clever, just the Lancero, right?
Obviously,
yes. So look at I'll it. Explain, I'll explain. Oh,
wait, this. What does it look like, June?
This comes in a right box now. With the single Lancero and also a Calabra. So we reviewed both. But the one that got onto the list is just the single Lancero that comes in the box. Yes.
Gotcha.
All right.
Which is yeah. It was fantastic. It delivered those Fausto qualities. I thought it was a little bit softer than what I remember it being. But I think I said I liked it a little bit more. I thought it had more flavors and it was a little bit more balanced. Anytime Pete does these though, he does a good job with these. So, you know, the cigars really smoke great. And it delivered. I was really impressed with it. I don't know who was next or closest. John? No, who's close?
No, I think June was. But, I didn't realize it was a 13. I think that's kind of hilarious. But, you know, that's just how it worked out. You know, I guess the nice thing about it is, you know, 2 Pete releases in 1 year. You know, not to get too down on 2021, but you know, this is one of those releases where I was really looking forward to it. And I'm like, I really hope this cigar delivers because I just need a lifeline in 2021 of something good. And, you know, whether you like the Calabria as much as the Fausto, the packaging on this, I thought was really cool. I thought it was really well done. I could see a bunch of people going out and picking up just for the packaging and sitting in these for a couple of years. I thought it was a really cool release. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we'll just go on. Okay. Yeah.
Moving on.
All right. Yeah, we go on.
Number 12. Number 12 cigar of 2021 is the EP Carrillo Short Run Retro 2021 Short Play.
Listen, talk about a short run that brings you back to the old school short runs. Just a really good blend, which, you know, Ernie goes to show when he does these Nicaraguan, Dominican, Ecuadorian, you know, wrapper blends. Well, I'm sorry, that was a lot of tobacco right in there. Nicaraguan and Dominican filler with like these, you know, any wrapper he does with these short runs, he usually does a really good job with it. They're always balanced, really nice flavors, good sizes, great construction. Simple, but great.
Ernie knows how to take Dominican tobacco and Nicaraguan tobacco and bring them together so that they complement each other. And you know, I know we're not talking about value. This is a number 12 cigar. It's $7.50. $7.50. It's got an hour and 32 minute smoking time for me. That is a stupid good value for a number 12 offering for 2021.
He probably works with the two countries tobacco better than anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, a true master.
All right. Number 11. Number 11 cigar for 2021 is the El Artista Buffalo 10 Connecticut. Oof. So, June, you can start it off and I'll follow up.
Yeah, this is I'm almost 100% sure this is my best bang for the buck cigar of the year, budget cigar of the year. But on top of that, and what's most important is it's a tasty cigar. It's, you know, there's so many Connecticut shades out there that's going to deliver you, for the most part, very similar experiences, right? You get a lot of good soft flavors, you know, not a lot of strength, not a lot of pepper. This one had all that traditional Connecticut shade, had a little bit more spice than you typically will get in a Connecticut shade. But it's all for $5. I mean, you know, this is, if you are especially, big into smoking your first cigar today, you want something lighter, you smoke a lot, right? You want something that's easy on a wallet. This is your daily morning cigar, and you will be happy to smoke it every time because it is also very much consistent as well. So I thought it was great. It's, you know, this is one of those ones where I also kind of thought, well, $5, Connecticut shade, whatever. But I was very, very surprised by it.
Yeah, I thought this was really nice Connecticut. I love this kind of wafer press. Mouth feels fantastic on this cigar. Like, you know, you can sit down and enjoy it for the flavor. But if you are just want to smoke something that's lower price and you're doing something else, I think this wafer kind of, if you want to put it on the side in your teeth and stuff like that, it's like there's so many perfect things to do with this cigar. But yeah, good flavor. It matches up with the other Buffalo 10s, natural Maduro. But yeah, I mean, the price point for the experience is like second to none. So it was a well done cigar. So, and it makes this list on its own, you know, price notwithstanding. So I thought it was, you know, a good showing for El Artista this year. So. All right, we come to our next tie and last tie of the night, which is for number 9. And again, just by name, so the second in alphabetical order is the Crown Heads, the Lost Angel, TAA 2021. So another TAA makes a list, two so far. The world is coming to an end. But I will let Seth.
Coming into it because I'm the one leading this off, man. Yeah. I'm leading off the love of Crown Head. So just soak this in for a little while.
There you go.
Listen, actually, I thought, you know what, there's a Brazilian binder on this and a Mexican San Andreas wrapper. And I think the two tobaccos really play off of each other wonderfully throughout. This is out of Pichardo, which is the factory that I've really enjoyed the cigars out of. They haven't delivered something, which actually maybe this is the one that scored really high for me. So yeah, I think this is probably one of my favorite ones out of the Pichardo. It's just really flavorful. Great, great cigar. You could probably pick them up at TAAs, and you should.
Hi, John.
Yeah, I mean, two TAAs, two Crown Heads. You know, I was definitely trepidatious going into the TAA because, you know, we reviewed a lot of TAAs, and you know, truth be told, some of the TAAs don't live up to this level. This one was one of those ones, and you know, June and I have talked about this, where it's like you light up a cigar, you take three puffs, and you go, okay, now I'm in for something good. This is going to be a fun review and a fun smoking experience. And it was, you know, it had good evolution. Again, good smoking time. Like I got an hour and 50 minutes out of this, which is good, especially at a, you know, more premium price point for the TAAs. I like the bigger format. Yeah. What isn't positive to say about this?
Exactly. All right. So the other cigar for the number nine tie for 2021 is the 601 La Bamba Warhead 7. So, John, if you'd like to get started, I'll follow you up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, again, we didn't rate on price, but first of all, look at the size of that cigar. It's $9. $9, okay? You know, pardon me, it's not $9.
I'm reading my,
yeah, it's $10.50. This is what happens.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. What I liked about the 601 La Bamba Warhead is obviously, as the name tells you, it's a full-bodied cigar. It's a full-strength, full-bodied cigar. But what I liked about this is that it didn't kick me in the teeth out of the gate. It you know, if you think about it in the bomb sense, it's like lighting the fuse, and it kind of leads up to the explosion. And I really liked that. I really liked that it kind of got my palate ready for that experience. You know, I would say it started out medium and then built up to full. Which was nice. And so I got a lot of nuance out of the cigar where I wasn't expecting a lot of nuance because it is so, you know, full powered. An hour and 50 minutes smoking time, which is great. And Aaron liked it just as much as I did, which, you know, for those who haven't been following Aaron's reviews this year or ever, that should stun them because Aaron doesn't rate a lot of things very highly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had the 6 on the list last year, and I was not high on it very much at all. I thought it was more of a kind of a strength delivery system. But this profile is a bit similar, but it was not like a strength forward just for the sake of strength. I felt like the flavor profile was much more balanced with this rendition. I like this format a little bit better than last year's. So rather than the, perfecto shape that we had last year, this is more of a traditional, it's not so traditional. It's almost like it doesn't even feel like a 50 ring gauge cigar. It seems very thin with the box press and all that stuff, but yeah, it's interesting smoke. I like the balance between the flavor and the strength. Well done this year. So yeah,
nice to see. On to 2022. Looking forward to the 2022 release.
Number eight, lucky number eight, right? June has to rate that one high as well. So all right, so now we are going to get to the number
he just got cigars. He's like, what are you talking about?
just got it. All right. Number eight cigar of 2021 is the JRE Aladino Cameroon Elegante. So, John, if you'd like to start this one up, I'll follow you up again.
Listen, you know, JRE had an outstanding 2021. This cigar, we've coined it the Honduran. It's, Cameroon, Honduran, Cameroon. I was a little trepidatious, you know, talking about Cameroon grown in Honduras. I'm like, ooh, I don't know, you know, with my long list of tobacco growing experience, I was like, I don't know if that's going to work in my tobacco experience. But fortunately, you know, Jerry has a lot more tobacco experience than I do, and so they grew something that was good. It was nice. It was a nice marrying of Cameroon flavors with a Honduran twist, you know, a little Honduran mustiness there, cocoa, great smoking time, 2 hours on the nose. Just, just a really elegant, nice smoke.
Yeah, I like, you know, the use word elegant. That's like a perfect word for this cigar. We smoked the Lonsdale last year. Very good cigar. Lancero smoked very similarly, you know, in regards to, you know, how the score stacks up for the cigar. Yeah, man. More of these small ring gauges. Yeah. I'm fine Lonsdale. I'm fine Lancero. Whatever you want to do.
Corona, but, Corona Gorda.
Yeah, this.
Wasn't the price really, really good on this?
Dude, it's nine bucks. $9 for a Lancero. Yeah, yeah. Get out of here. Like, come on. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It's just $9 in general.
Yeah, I mean, if you have not smoked this cigar yet in either the Lonsdale or the Lancero, you have to do it. Blue Smoke of Dallas had the kind of exclusive on these for a while. And that's who we got these from. But I think after a while, then they kind of did a little wider release of that.
Go to Blue Smoke. Go to the OG.
But go to the Blue Smoke. I think Jay said he might still have some of these. So pick them up.
Not anymore.
Dallas, right?
Dallas, yeah. Dallas,
probably got the OGs too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Support Dallas. They need some help right now. Shut up, Jude. They need some help right now.
Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. All right, we ready for number 7?
Let's do this.
Born ready.
All right. So the number 7 cigar of 2021 is the Drew Estate Liga Privada Unico Siri Year of the Ox 2021.
Say what?
So that's June, I don't mean to be racist, but this one is yours.
Hey. Shish, yeah. Okay. So obviously, this is a good cigar, right? You don't need to smoke this cigar to know that it is a good cigar.
For actually, technically, reasons. We needed to smoke it to know that it was a good cigar.
Okay, that's true. Just stop interrupting me. Just agree with me on this one, okay? Just so I think that so I was looking through my notes on this, and so this isn't what I got out of this. Isn't the typical Connecticut broadleaf that is just super like rustic, viscous, you know, kind of like super earthy kind of a thing. What I thought was it was actually quite, it was a lot more nuanced and balanced than your typical broadleaf that you would get, which is actually a good thing because a lot of the Asian market, they're still predominantly into the like Habanos, you know, Cuban cigar side of things, and they enjoy that lighter profile. So I'm not sure if Drew Estate meant to do a blend that was on the lighter side, but the fact that they were able to achieve that, I thought that was a really good idea. That's more pleasing to like the you know, APAC market. So, and really though, it's just a really good flavor profile. You know, it sucks that it's limited, but hopefully people got to try it. I certainly enjoyed it. And that gold foil, extra special, especial.
There you go. All right. We ready for number 6? All right. So the number 6 cigar of 2021 is the Espinosa Laranja Reserva Azulejo Toro. So
we just talked about this recently.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We sure did.
John, if you want to chime in on this one.
This cigar is so fresh. It's so fresh. We don't even have it posted yet, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, so... yeah, listen, man, I really enjoyed the original Laranja. This one I'd say is a little bit more upmarket in terms of strength. So like right out of the gate, fresh toasted black pepper, baking spices, and then, you know, get that nice creaminess to offset that leather wood. And then it softens and takes on that really nice citrus, that I got in the original Laranja and I really thought anchored the profile together. 2 hours and 14 minutes smoking time, perfect draw, perfect burn. Listen, man, you know, if 2021 would have been more full of cigars like this, I would have been a happier camper. This is a great cigar. Seth?
Yeah, listen, I'm right there with you. I thought it was a really nice blend. I loved the, you know, it had that dark Ecuadorian Sumatra profile thing that was going on for it. Really nice blend out of San Latano. Just really good addition to the Laranja. I think, and I consider this my second favorite Laranja after the original one.
I forgot that we were talking about that there's quite a number of cigars on the list coming out of the San Latano factory.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it on the Jukebox show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nice. All right. We go into the top five. So here you go. This first one's going to be a little bit of a surprise to people, I think. So the number five cigar of 2021 is the Joya de Nicaragua Cuatro Cinco Edición Americana TAA exclusive, the third TAA cigar to make our list this year.
Lots of love. Yes. Lots of love for a lot of hate, we say.
Seth, you want to kick it off? I'll follow you up.
Is this the first cigar that possibly has two different colors, bands, and pulls it off?
I like it.
Yes.
That's a good point. They did.
Which just then carried on to the blend. Listen, I smoked a cigar. Anyone who lights this up, when you first light this up, you're going to think of John McTavish. And that's, it's just was a blend that is, it's rich. It's got strength. It's got body, but there's balance. There's elegance. There's depth. It's dark, but it's complex, but it's also friendly and it's also comforting. So John, man, you take it away.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said in the review I felt like it was cheating a bit because, you know, I thought the Cuatro Cinco already was, to me, just a fantastic blend, and they put America on it, so America, you know, how can you, you can't vote down America, and then...
Those red and white lines.
Red and white lines, baby, you can't, you can vote down the American flag? Is that what you're going to do? No, you're not. You're a patriot. So, you know, then...
Thank you, John, Canadian.
You're welcome. Yeah. All so then they tweaked the blend and put it in a nice format and yeah, I mean, listen, it was this is a really, really nice cigar, and Joya does it again. Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, this should be the blueprint for everybody that does a TAA release. If you're not creating a new blend for the TAA, you take a existing blend that has a good track record, you create a unique vitola, and you deliver on the experience from the original releases, and you get something like this. You know, Cuatro Cinco is a great blend. You create another vitola in it that you can maintain kind of the structure of what you had before, and it works out. So many companies can't figure out how to do this for the TAA. So, yeah, this is great. All right, let's go to number four. Top four of 2021 is the 601 Black Connecticut Toro. So
May of 2021, baby. May of 2021.
Hey,
there you go.
I mean, this just takes me back. I mean, this is just really a good cigar that says, you know, I'm going to give you an Ecuadorian Connecticut. You know, I'm going to give you that Connecticut wrapper, but I'm going to add some flavor and I'm going to add just a little bit of strength and complexity and just take it up a notch. And I remember when they started doing these back in 07 and 08, and I think it really changed the industry, and this was one of those cigars back then, so to bring it back is, that's great. I like that it's an annual release. The boxes are really approachable. It's just a great cigar, John.
Yeah, listen, it's $9. I think it does what a lot of the companies haven't been able to do, which is walk that fine line between traditional Connecticut but just providing more complexity and more engagement. You know, like, there's a lot of Connecticuts on the market, and I think the problem with a lot of Connecticuts is when you've smoked one Connecticut, you've smoked a lot of Connecticuts. And you can go the other direction where you can make a Connecticut and it's just so powerful that it moves way outside of, you know, that bubble, that range of where Connecticut should be. This is right smack dab in that middle where you get that complexity without blowing your palate out. You know, it's not a pepper bomb. It's still in that, you know, medium minus light plus category. An hour and 50 minutes smoking time, $9, and it's a yearly offering. I mean, what more do you want? What more do you want, really?
Right.
Order it Good online; they'll deliver it to you, man. But support your local B&M.
All right, let's get into the podium positions for the 2021 list. Number three for 2021 is the JRE Aladino Habano Vintage Selection Elegante. So Seth and John can chime in. I will follow up.
I mean, listen, I remember when we smoked, what was the other
Vitola Rothschild.
We smoked? Rothschild. The Rothschild. And this is a Hunter and Puro, and it's a Hunter and Habano. And I was at first like, yeah, whatever, the Rothschild. So we go into this Lancero, and then holy crap, man, totally different cigar.
Totally it's different cigar.
Fantastic. The flavors, the construction. yeah, I was getting some cedar, floral, cream, herbal qualities. There was earth, nice spice. It was just a fantastic Lancero from beginning to end, and it smoked wonderfully. It was down to the end.
All right, John.
Yeah, I'll echo that. So again, you know, we talk about it's a number three cigar, and you know, we don't rate on price, but it's $8. It's $8, man. And I'm with Seth, you know, the other Vitola wasn't my favorite. So when I saw the Elegante and a Lancero, I'm like, oh, I don't know. That's going to be a really tough marriage with Habano, because Habano, you know, I'm worried it's going to overpower the Honduran. And it's just such a great cigar. It was such a great cigar. It was one of those cigars where I finished it and I'm like, I want to immediately light up and smoke another one. That's how good it was. And it was just a shining lighthouse in what was a 2021 year. Aaron?
I'm going to echo the sentiments that Seth and John had said. I did not really care for the Rothschild at all. And I was like, it's amazing how getting rid of some tobacco can make things so much better.
Just get rid of this.
Throw that out. Yeah. We don't need that.
Yeah, man. Everybody talks about how important the wrapper is. Sometimes the filler, man, is super important. Get rid of some of that shit, man. But wow, the flavor delivery on this cigar is fantastic. Like, it's like, this is like, this should be the blueprint for what flavor delivery is for people, because it's so rich, so full bodied. Yeah, man, I don't know. And it's in this Lancero size. It's just like all the things just work together, you know, in such harmony here. It was just, it was great. So nice to see this. And yeah, I mean, two Lanceros from JRE this year on the list in the top 10. Just good year for them. Good year for them.
Looking forward to the next iteration for sure.
That's right. All right. Number two cigar of 2021 is the Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust Red Meat Lovers 2020. So I will let June and Seth chat about this one.
June, you want me to do this? Yeah, good spirit there. Go for it. Yeah. Man. Listen, stone fruit, coffee, spices, cream, cocoa. I had some coconut shavings. The cigar just really popped. You know, the one beef I had against the cigar was just the actual Vitola, but overall it was just, it was rich, it was complex. It's, you know, the whole like concept of a red meat lover. I mean, this is, it's a filling cigar. This is one of these, you could have this. I'd probably do more of a, I'm not one of those cigars with meals things, but it's really like a dessert cigar. It's just okay. Filling. It's fantastic. June.
Yeah, I agree. It's, this is where I think Saka shines the most, is making good quality broadleaf cigars, the Connecticut broadleaf blends. You know, the only thing about this is, I mean, of course we review limited editions and limited, you know, releases and things of that nature. This is quite limited, right? But you know, but I will also say, if you like, this cigar is very, you know, it's comparable to vast majority of what Saka does anyways for broadleaf. And it's within that same vein, right? So And that's just what I love about, you know, what Saka does within his broadleaf blending skills. And he shows that that's why he's one of the top dogs of broadleaf. So, yeah. Hopefully they make a 20.
Oh, yeah. They've already done the 2021 release.
Oh, okay.
That was like into last year. It might have been. Yeah. It was very, very late in the year. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully if they do a 22-2, we get a shot at that. So.
Yep. You guys ready for number one?
Let's do it.
All right. So the number one cigar of the year for 2021 from Developing Palettes is the Blackwork Studio Hyena Corona Gorda.
Boom.
So June, John, go for it.
I was really surprised this was number one. I'm actually really surprised most of our, a good chunk of our list. But especially this one, you know, being number one, personally for me, I don't typically like Blackworks or anything for the most part they come out with, just because I don't have a tendency to enjoy a lot of strong cigars. And a lot of what James, you know, does is, within his range is, it's a very rustic, you know, deep spice, deep earth, high strength, high nicotine kind of blends. And it's just not typically my thing. But, you know, this wasn't light by any means. I think I kind of tagged it at a medium full in terms of strength. It wasn't like full-blown full. But what I did like was how the flavors melded so much better, how the flavors were in general. You know, this was different. It still kind of sticks within, you know, Black Works of like having that darker profile, but it works in this blend and it works beautifully. And it even shocked me when I started smoking it. And I was like, wait a minute. Especially after knowing that it was number one, I've been wanting to actually track down some more so I could revisit it because it's been a while. I think we reviewed this. Gosh, when do we review
June,
this?
Smack dab in the middle of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely want to revisit it because the cigar review.
You're just yelling at him instead of saying the month.
You're like, dude.
I was like, dude, is he shutting him up? And I was like, oh, that's right, it wasn't June.
Yeah.
So I actually want to track down a fiber of this and want to revisit it again. So, but yeah, it was awesome. Very surprising, but very fitting as well.
Yeah, on the other side of that coin, I'm a self-professed Black Works fanboy. I'm a big fan of James's blending profile. I think more often than not, he's got it dialed in. And I will echo everything that June said. It is medium full, but I described it as sneaky medium full. It's like you don't realize, you know, you have to dig to realize how full it is. And by the time you're into the cigar, you're like, oh, this is actually pretty full, but you weren't getting that. Like it was, you know, it was approachable and it was nuanced and it had different flavor offerings. It wasn't just overwhelming on your palate. This was a really nice cigar. And I echo your sentiment, June. I think when I'm down in Vegas next week for the TPE, I should try and find some Black Horse. I'll fail because I'm sure there's nobody's got any, but I'll look around, see if I can find some.
Yeah, I would say nice cigar. Cameroon release. You have two Cameroons in the top 10. Nice, you know. I thought it was an enjoyable cigar.
This was the strongest Cameroon I've ever had, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty strong Cameroon.
Yes. I thought it was, which was pretty funky though, because, you know, you look at what Skip Martin was doing, and he kind of really made, gosh, I can't even think of Skip cigar.
Baca, jeez, baby.
There you go. Baca. All right. So Baca is kind of this whole darker, stronger Cameroon. But, you know, Black Works does the Hyena. And I'm like, they did a better job. I mean, they made it stronger. They made it richer. Made a good, really good cigar. Nice Corona Gorda too. Great construction. Beautiful, beautiful presentation. I like the bands. It's just, you know, simple on one side. And then you got the colorful Hyena on the other side. That's very funky. Number one, baby.
Exactly. Number one.
So that's the list. Yeah, I'm curious to hear all the rants and raves about it online, and the list will go up on the site tomorrow.
Now, are you going to go back to all the comments on YouTube that said we hate everything and just link them the video for the top 25? And just be like,
yeah,
watch
I usually
this.
Say, you know,
just
check out
this.
The top 25 video. That those are all scars that we liked. So yeah, I'll do that again as this releases because, yeah, you know, they just want to rag on us because
we hate everything. Yeah, we hate everything.
It's just the way it works. So
I'll say one thing.
Yeah.
Say this really quick. If you look at like, actually, I'm not going to say this on the air.
Save it for two weeks from now?
No.
2 weeks from now?
There's a particular site. If you look at how John takes photos of a Toro, and you look at another site on how they take particular photos of Toros, John's hands look massive, and Toros look like Corona Gordas.
Yeah.
And the other site, those Toros look massive.
Like Gordos.
And yeah, they got little hands.
There you go.
Not saying who.
All right, that's a wrap. So go at it in the comments. Let us know what you think. Whatever you want to do.
YouTube will be up shortly.
Yeah, YouTube will be up. YouTube is going to go up tomorrow morning with the post on the site. But yeah. So enjoy 2021. I guess it's over. We can move on to 2022 now. The value list will come out on the site on Friday, and then Tuesday of next week. The 25th. All the details kind of behind our reviews, averaged by price points, averaged by country, averaged by reviewer, all that kind of stuff, will get posted. And then on Monday, the 31st, we're going to do our 2021 media recap show. So the four of us, and we'll have some other media sites participating as well. We'll kind of recap 2021 as a whole, and that's where all the salt will flow. So if you came here looking for salt tonight, you're probably disappointed mostly, but you'll get your fix on the 31st. So hope you can join us then. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye, y'all.